systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is a Wednesday, July 14th, 2010, and I'm Matt.
And I am Danny. I am fucking Danny, damn it.
Well, I'm glad you finally found someone to fuck. So this is the Wednesday night show.
It's Danny.
Hump day.
Me. I'm fucking me.
Hump day.
Yeah, and I satisfy myself good.
That's good. You've had a lot of practice.
I have an awesome shower head. I don't even need a dildo anymore. Fuck it.
How's it feel living at a place with water pressure?
Awesome.
That you can actually
Amazing.
Do that in.
Yeah.
When I was a little kid.
Because the one here, it's like...
It's like a dribble. It's like a retard just like going blah, 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 all over you.
Yeah, it doesn't do very good. Mine, however, spot
just like
on.
Like a fire hose, just pouring it out.
That's how I discovered orgasms as a kid.
Really?
I was like, huh, I wonder what this will feel like here. Oh, God.
Nice.
Yes.
I'm going to put this in my naughty spot.
Yeah, it worked. It worked.
I remember
good.
Doing that when I was a kid. I would take it and I would like turn it on the massage thing, and then I'd like
the
hold
the pulse thing.
Yeah, and then I'd hold my sack up.
That's
like,
what I
my,
do, but
my
not
little,
with the sack. And
my
stuff.
little kid's sack, and then I'd like hold the thing on there. And I remember this one time, like it hit a testicle, and it was like blasting pretty good, and I almost fucking threw up in the shower because of it. It was
Bunny
so
says
fucking
me too
wicked.
Danny fuck yeah, chicks know that
every
secret.
Girl does that when your girls don't take long in the shower because they're really dirty. Okay, I mean they might because they're really dirty, but,
they might want to freshen up some areas, but if they're taking super long in the shower, I know what you're doing.
Sandy Cheeks says, switch between hot and cold water. Holy shit.
No, dude.
Burger,
I'm no cold.
Burger says, I fucked the Jets from a hot tub. Gets you off good.
Dude,
yeah,
you're
I
lucky you didn't get stuck. You'd be a fucking story on the show.
This one comes to us from Michigan. Apparently, a man was having sex with a Jet in a hot tub, got stuck, had to call for help.
Right. Fire
His
department.
His name was
Burger77.
Everybody
was there.
It was awesome. Hey, you guys got to take a look at this.
Nah, but yeah, so, yeah, showers are great.
I think I talked about that one a long time ago on the show, about being in the pool when I was a little kid and, like, going to get out and, like, being right there by one of the Jets and then, like, going and getting back in and getting out and getting back. Oh, man.
Like, oh, man.
Jizz right in that fucking pool. My little kid jizz. Just
like Sandy Cheek says, the whole hot and cold thing, that's a no-go with me, dude.
Really?
I cannot do cold water. It'll freak me the fuck out.
Is it because your pussy is so cold to begin with?
Oh.
No, is that not?
You might want to ding for that.
Need to warm
you need
it.
Like,
where's
get your
my
bell.
Need to warm it up a little bit.
No, you know that there's like this gel stuff you can put on. It's for chicks. You
Ben Gay.
No.
Icy Hot.
Basically.
Okay.
It's basically like Icy Hot, and it gets hot and cold, and it makes
icy
your shit tingle.
Hot, right?
Yeah,
okay.
And it's, dude, I tried that once, dude, and it was like... Oh my God, I have to wash it off now.
Actually, some kid that listened to Distorted View, like, he called in or wrote in or something. He was like, I have weird jerking off fetish. I want you guys to give
that.
Me, and they were like, do it with Icy Hot, do it with Tabasco sauce. And he was like,
oh,
doing
God.
It. And like, he was hurting himself. He was legitimately hurting himself for that show. And I was damn, dude.
Damn.
I hope we get listeners like that one day.
But yeah, so. Yeah, hot and cold, not so good. I like it warm.
So I was in the bathroom today.
Were you pooping?
No.
Were you jerking
I was
off?
Just No, I was just taking a leak.
Okay.
And, you know, this hasn't happened in quite a while.
I got to get the setting, though. Were you sitting down or standing?
Standing up.
Standing, okay.
Dick out through the little peephole, as I like to call it.
Got it.
Just totally not thinking because I was really busy and I had a late day and someone
shit.
Didn't show up.
This is going to end wrong.
And I just, like, grabbed the zipper and went, zit. And it was like, I just sat there
for
a second.
I remember the last time you did that, and you had a scab on your dick,
God.
And it was hard to fuck, because you were like, oh,
it
God.
Hurts
it hurts.
Something fierce. And
ever
like,
since then, you've like put on your shorts and like pulled away from yourself with the shorts to zip them up.
Amesby says another scar on his dick. No, I didn't bleed or anything, but
he's got a few scars on his dick, dude. His dick has
my dick's been through hell and back. Let me tell you, some of these women I date. But no, so I was like sitting there for a second because I didn't want to move because it hurt so bad. I was like, you can't sit in here forever, dude. You got a podcast tonight. You're gonna have to clock out and go home eventually.
Right.
And I just like I bit down and I just fucking like yanked it and oh my god, it hurt.
Oh my god, dude, did you tear off skin?
So bad. No, I don't know how I didn't, but
how far did it get caught? Did it get caught in, like one little tooth of the
enough to make me cry a little bit?
Oh,
it was pretty painful.
I would have rubbed your nuts better.
Yeah, well, it wasn't my nuts that got hurt, but thank you.
Well, your dick or
Deco
whatever.
Punk says, how the fuck do you do that? Well, those of us that are packing more than 2.5, we worry about that. If your dick doesn't hang out through the peephole because it's just not hanging out like that, then you don't have to worry about
That's
it.
That's my cousin, and I really don't want to know how big his dick is. And you would ask, Deco Punk, let's not enlighten me, okay?
You would ask a silly question like, how the fuck do you do that? Man, my dick isn't anywhere near the people. I don't get it. How do you do that? No, I pay attention to usually, and usually I'm really attentive to not doing that because I don't wear,
you know what?
The underwears. But yeah, Bear Kid says, at least it wasn't something about Mary bad beans over the Frank. No, it wasn't beans over the Frank, but it was
it's
painful.
It's kind of like the equivalency of an adult shitting his pants on accident.
Really?
Because it doesn't happen very often, but it happens.
And when it happens, it sucks,
it
and
sucks.
It's really funny to talk about
right,
afterwards.
Exactly.
But so that got me thinking, and I was like, there's so many different phobias out there. Is there a dick caught in the zipper phobia?
Oh, yeah. There's probably people out there that wear only Velcro pants.
There's actually not, because I Googled a bunch. And first of all, let me tell you
they probably don't talk about it, though.
True. Do you know how hard it is to Google something with the word penis in it? You don't find what you're looking for very easily. You have to know, like, how to use Google search with different electives and locators and all that. But anyway, I couldn't find a specific phobia. I found phallic phobia, which is the fear of an erect cock, which...
Wow.
Do you know anybody that's phallophobic?
I knew a chick that was gay a long time ago, back
in those
high school.
Lesbians are phallophobic. Okay, I didn't
even
put
like,
that
she
together.
Was seriously scared of penis. Like, she would not...
Like, penis! Oh, my God!
Yeah, like,
penis.
She wouldn't let a guy hug her because she thought it would touch her.
Oh, they had to do the Christian side hug.
Yeah,
keep that dick away from
she
me.
She had a penis phobia, dude. Like,
do you think
she was totally
something...
against penis. Like, seriously hardcore against penis.
Did something traumatic happen to her in her childhood involving penis?
I don't know. I didn't ask. She had too many issues for me to want to
even
want
to talk to.
Right? Yeah.
I'm good on this conversation.
Yeah. I'm like, you know, you can hate dick all you want because that means there's more for me.
That's
Yay!
True. Have you found any so far?
I don't want any so far.
Oh,
so
okay.
I have found plenty, but I do not want them.
Are they all just skeezies?
No, they're actually quite decent guys asking me out and stuff.
Well, what's
to go and
the
do things.
What's the hold up?
I don't really feel like
get
it.
Get this train go? Really? You're going to just wait it out? Wait for that perfect guy to come along?
No, I just, you know, I don't want to jump right back into something or, you know, or at least... And, you know, usually I have bad luck. If I want to go out and just go out and have fun and fuck somebody...
You'll just get hit on all night. Oh,
no,
and
if,
fuck somebody.
If I want to go out with somebody on a date and I end up fucking later, the guy becomes completely attached to me and ends up being a stalker. That's
really?
that's my track record.
Interesting.
Okay, with one night stands.
Interesting.
And I have to be like, look,
are
I
you
just
that good?
I'd be like, look, I just fucked you because I wanted to get fucked. Now please
go
move on with your life
away.
And they don't get it.
Take
so
the
I end
notch
up having
out
to
of
move
your...
across the country.
Really?
Right.
Wow. That's impressive. Do you think it's guys that are just so desperate, and those are the guys you home in on, or do you think that you're just that good?
What? Desperate? What?
Are the guys you pick just so desperate that, like, a girl fucks them and they're like, oh, I'm gonna marry you because you made me come?
Maybe. I don't know, dude.
Or is it just that you're that good and, like, every guy's just like, wow, I want
that
more?
Well, I'm pretty impressive with, you know, when I'm trying to impress
somebody.
When
you don't just lay there, I'll give it to you. You are pretty impressive.
I am pretty impressive. So when I give a shit, I'm pretty impressive.
Nice. So the last 6 months of this relationship, you just did not give a shit, apparently. It's good to know. Appreciate
no,
that.
No, it wasn't that. Come on.
But so in my Googling around, I didn't find a specific phobia for dick caught in the zipper, but I did find this on a site called About Men's Health, and it's a question. The question is, how do I get my penis out of the zipper? Got my penis stuck to my jeans. I don't want to go to a hospital. I want to do it on my own. Any suggestions? The answers. Oh. Don't cut the zipper. Jeans cost a lot of money. Oh, chop off your willy and then go to a hospital and maybe they can sew it back on. Uh-huh. At least you will have saved the jeans. Not bad.
That's a good answer.
I did that once and I took the zipper apart and had on a new pair of pants. It hurts bad enough without bringing the zipper back down through again. Ouch. Yeah, that hurts.
Huh.
The next one, ah ha 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 ha, what a moron, how the fuck did that happen? The only solution here is to cut the zipper off. Am I just really tough then? Because I just fucking bared it, man. I just did it.
Well, I mean, dude,
if you got your shit, like, as soon as I felt
like
it,
this is like little nerdy kids
retreated.
And stuff that are on the internet. You gotta think about real life people.
With
okay?
little nerdy dicks.
I have fucked up and done some shit that I should have gone to the hospital for, but I'm like, you know, I'm not. My pride's too big for that.
Amesby says, how sad that guy was sitting at the computer with his dick in his zipper. No shit, huh? That's awesome. But yeah, like, I didn't get, like, it wasn't in there, like, oh man, how am I gonna get this undone? But as soon as I felt it, like, the dick retreated, and I think that helped save its life. But it sounds like that guy was, like, in the middle of the zipper, and his pants were zipped up, probably a little beans above the frame, probably. Next one, G. Lubricant, perhaps? Yeah, lube it up and then fuck it. Some baby oil or something? What the... Look, I really want to help, but does it hurt? I watched a situation like that in There's Something About Mary, of course, and it took him an ambulance and some time to heal. Okay, try to detach the zipper from your jeans by cutting it with scissors. Don't worry much about the jeans. Wow, finally someone that cares. It took you five people to get to someone on the internet that actually gives a shit about your dick caught in the zipper. It will allow you to be more mobile, so you'll be more comfortable doing the next step. Or you could also go to the hospital by this time with other pair of shorts. At least you'll save a little embarrassment from the public until everyone that sees you at the hospital tells all their friends tell their friends, and now you're on Facebook. Enjoy that.
Yeah, I mean, like, if you actually got something stuck in your ass, would you really go to the hospital?
I would try my damnedest to just shit it out. But if I couldn't just shit it out, then I would try until I got really sick.
Find someone you really trust to reach up in
there. No, no. Sean,
I would
come here for a sec.
I would do it for you.
You would do it just to jam it back in there. I know.
I would do it just to put my fist up your ass.
Yeah.
And then talk about it on the show.
No, it'll be great.
Yay.
I'll get back to you as soon as I get another idea, okay? Okay, well, in the meantime, I'll be sitting here at the computer with my dick caught in my zippers, crying. Next one, you have to try many method to remove it. This is very painful. Cut the zip or pull the zip that caught your penis skin open. Last one. Ha 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 ha. Of course. I had tried this way back when I was a bit younger. Oh, I couldn't stand the pain while it stuck in my zipper. I could even cry at it, lols. But good thing I wasn't still circumcised at the... What? But good thing I wasn't still circumcised at that time where the foreskin was only stuck up. Sheesh. What would it be if I stuck my penis at my age? I think it would lose my masculinity for a bit. Ouch. Clearly, English is not your first language. Interesting, though. So, apparently this happens quite a bit. I need to be more careful. It's been a long time since it's happened, though. I've been pretty proud of myself. Not, you know, doing that.
Well, welcome to adulthood,
you ever get
son.
Your clit stuck in your zipper?
No.
Is it because chicks have to wear panties, otherwise their twats get all nasty?
No, I free ball it sometimes.
Whoa. You ever get your dick caught in a zipper?
No. Going commando.
Ever once?
G.I. Jane style.
You're lucky your dick's on the inside.
No, but I did have a pair of pants that I was worried about because back when I was a stripper, I had a pair of pants that zipped all the way around.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and yeah.
You got your tits
I was
stuck
worried.
In it?
I wouldn't. My pants.
Oh, well, you know.
You're an idiot. like low-cut fucking black jeans.
You might have had a little work done there. I don't know.
They were low-cut black jeans, okay, that were skin fucking tight and zipped all the way from the front all the way to the back.
From
so
ass to vagina.
There was some times that I worried that something might get caught in my zipper and I might scream. Nothing ever happened, though. It was cool.
Well, let this be a reminder. If you have something hanging off the front of your body, be careful with it.
If you have ginormous vagina lips...
Or
I'm
that.
Sorry.
Oh, could you imagine those getting stuck in, like, both of them,
dude,
and then, like, sealing shut and never. Oh, fuck that,
ow,
dude. I'm glad I don't have that.
Yeah. Dude, that. Ow.
Although it'd be cool to have both, I think.
To have vagina lips and a penis?
To have a vagina and a penis. I think that'd be kind of cool.
You just stay home fucking yourself all day.
Well, I don't
Depending
think.
Depending on
the
placement.
I don't think the logistics. I mean, if my vagina was in my hand and my dick was in my other hand, then sure, I would just. Can bang
pound
it out
it
all day, but you know.
You'd have a busted ass pussy.
Like,
dude,
why is that guy always clapping? Why does he shake hands weird? Is that a dick in his hand? That's
oh god.
Weird.
Anyway,
so I got to mention this. I got a call from Josh from the Big Mouse podcast, and he relayed some information to me that he first made me promise not to mention. So I'm gonna totally fuck him here, and I'm gonna tell you guys everything he told me in confidence. I'm not supposed
what?
To say that. No, I'm totally kidding. I wouldn't do that to him.
God.
But he did want me to let you guys know that he knows there haven't been any shows because obviously he is the host. And they're just having some technical difficulties right now. They're out of commission, but they will be back. So he just wants you guys to know that, hey, we'll be back. He needs to get his house in order and then he'll be back. So good luck. Now, I heard you lost your job. Is this true, or was that a rumor? Was that a nasty rumor? Tell me it was a rumor.
Oh, because I'm the one who told you the rumor.
Oh, right. That's where I heard it from.
Right. Man, I love starting rumors about myself.
Right. Hey, guys, did you hear? I got fired.
Oh, yeah. Did you guys hear? I have AIDS.
I dumped Matt and then got really upset, and then I got fired.
No, I didn't get fired.
That's called karma. Oh.
No, I didn't get fired. Basically, he got mad at me for calling out sick that day, Monday.
When you were pissing and shitting and puking at the same
right,
time.
All
really?
Of that.
You should have rolled in there and just been like, I'm here.
No.
It's coming out both ends.
I mean, he was grateful that I wasn't there to get everyone else sick.
Yeah.
But he was mad that he saw me on the show that night.
That wasn't
he
the
was
night you
really
missed
pissed
the show?
Off. Huh? No. It was Monday.
Oh, really?
Monday. I called in sick because I
last
was having...
Last Monday,
yeah.
Not this... Okay, because you did miss this last episode, Monday.
What day is today? Wednesday?
Wednesday. Hump
okay.
Day.
Was
Wednesday,
it
July 14th,
or Friday or
2010.
Whatever. It might have been Friday. I think
episode
it was the show before...
374.
Whatever.
So anyway, he saw you on the show, and that pissed him off.
Yeah.
I thought he didn't watch the show anymore. Hey, if you're going to watch the show, be in the chat room if you have an account. Don't just creep
well,
like
I think
that. That's
he,
weird.
No, he doesn't creep. He
Dave's
watches
dogs,
afterwards.
You're making me feel weird.
He
now.
Watches afterwards on the recorded shit.
Oh, word.
And so he's like, huh, I wonder if she went down there and did the show since she felt so bad. And poof, I did. And so he's like, if she was so sick and couldn't fucking come to work, she should be staying at home trying to get better, not going out there.
Is he not
all the way
aware
across town to do the show?
Is he not aware of how important this show is and that you did this show day after surgery? That we've done this
I
show
told him
sick.
That.
We don't miss episodes. We'll miss work before we'll miss this podcast.
Yeah,
because we do this at home. It's not like I have to go somewhere and fucking. Oh, Amhem says hi. Who's the hottie in Dana's chair? But it's not. You know, we're here. We're at home. We have our medicine and everything. So,
yeah.
But I could see that maybe because you're not living here. So that meant you did leave your home where
yeah.
you were getting better. And maybe he
well,
thought that because
what?
You did that, maybe it made you get worse, which made you miss even more work, this and that. You know,
well,
I think it's a dick move, personally.
I think so too. But
it's completely dick
you
move.
You know, when he hired me, when I talked to him, you know, I expressed how much this show meant to me. I was like, look, I'm not going to stop doing the show.
And
if you can't handle that, then I'll find another job.
Just
okay?
The pure fact that we're broken up and it's me and you here doing the show, like, that should show something that it's not just me, it's the show itself.
Right.
Fuck me. It's the show that you're
I
here
I feel
for.
Like I have an obligation
you
to
do.
Come here and
you
make people laugh.
Good. You know why? Because you fucking do. Thank
oh,
you.
Great.
Thank you for feeling obligated.
Cool. Well, it's something that I really like to do, and I'm not going to just give up on, you know, all the fans and stuff. A lot of our fans are our friends too. They would
That's right. They've been
off.
Here. They've been to our home.
Yeah.
They've been on the show with us. We've gone to New York to see them.
I don't
them.
Know how disappointed, you know, Amesby or Burger or MDS or any of those people or like Red
well,
Fox
honestly,
would be.
Well, honestly, they are all kind of taking a liking to Sean, but you know.
Yeah.
He's no Dana.
Like,
come on.
Yeah, but you know, it wouldn't I don't know.
Can I just mention something real quick?
What?
I'd like to give a huge shout out to the dude that gave me some actual sativa.
Oh, yeah?
No more weed to just knock me the fuck out. I got sativas. No more indica. I mean, I have indica, but I'm not smoking it right now. I have sativa.
Really?
Oh, man.
Wow.
Sativas are so good.
That's so awesome.
They're
so you're not going to
so
pass
good.
Out.
No, I know.
No dick in the dirt.
That's right. This weed puts my dick in the sky, not the dirt. It's great.
But anyway, so
huge shout out to the Tamarack Dispense.
Oh, and I got caught updating status on the clock.
Oh, he's watching. What was he doing watching status updates on the clock?
He was off. It was his day off.
Oh, okay.
And okay. I twittered something.
Well, maybe you shouldn't be twittering at work.
Well, I was out on my smoke break is the thing.
Oh, well, fuck that. Amesby says this guy is a stalker. And Berger says, fuck Sean, he is a dumbass.
But I was out on my smoke break, and you know, he doesn't know that, so obviously he gets pissed off. He sends me a text message and says, Dana, you're going to be seriously unemployed if you don't stop updating your status while you're on the clock.
So maybe from now on, every time you update status, you need to be like, smoke break update, here's what I'm doing. Smoke break update in. Thank you.
Well, and then I took it cautiously, and on my next break, I called him. I was like, hey, dude, are you fucking serious?
Amesby says, this guy is a stalker. Does he follow all employees or just you?
Just me.
Just the hot ones he wishes he could fuck.
Yeah, probably. But no, dude.
Well, good luck running that place without her. I mean,
well, they're fine without me, in all honesty. They've got a good crew.
Oh, well.
I trust all the people that are in that building.
You trained him, so I would hope so that he has a good crew. Fuck.
Well, they're all really good cooks is the thing. You know, I know all of them, and I know that they're good cooks, and I know that they can handle whatever, so that's cool. But anyway, you know, I kind of feel bad or whatever, but he kind of...
He seemed like he was being
bit.
Kind of a dick to you towards the end. Like, with the whole breakup thing, he wasn't very understanding about that. And I understand business
and I've never had
personal
a relationship
life.
Really bug my work life like that before.
Right.
But, you know, I was like, look, dude, this time I'm fucked up, okay? You got to give me some time to get over this. I got to be able to, you know, come to work and be okay. And if I can't, then let me just do what I'm going to do, and then I'll do my fucking
job.
This
breakup,
you know?
Almost killed you.
Yeah, actually,
you almost
did.
Got sent to Pathways because of it. And if you guys don't know, if you're not local, Pathways is the crazy place here. I went there for a drug detox once, and I met a lot of interesting people there. I think I talked about it. If you go back during when that was happening in my life, it'll be on the podcast. But it's weird, you know, no shoelaces, no belts, nothing. Anyone can hang
there?
Themselves. Yeah, but only during certain times. No lighters. You got to use this thing in the wall that you push the button. Because a lot of people in there are suicidal, right? So they see you wearing a belt. They'll wait till you fall asleep, and they'll grab that belt, and they'll fucking hang themselves with
it. See, my doctor...
It's happened. That's why they have those rules in place.
My doctor said she diagnosed me to be clinically depressed and having suicidal tendencies. And she said, if I don't show significant improvement, and because I hadn't eaten in like 5 days when I went to go see her, that if I didn't eat in like the next 2 days, as in tomorrow, she was going to send me to Pathways. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to force something down my fucking throat, and I'm not going to throw up.
Dick or Hamburger Helper, something's going in my mouth.
No, but anyway, so back to the whole job thing. I went in to talk to him about some, he texted me.
Was it an amicable breakup?
Anyway, you remember how I told you I had called in sick, and he's like, all right, well, why don't you take a few more days off, right?
Right, yeah. He
and
wouldn't
my next
let
day,
you come back to work till like Tuesday, and that was on like a Wednesday of the week before. So
yeah,
he
and
was
the last
like,
day I had worked was a Tuesday, so I had a full 7 days off, and I was like, I can't do that. And then he texted me after he saw the show, you know, and then he's like, I think we need to have a talk. So I went in. And I was all fucked up on my meds.
Yeah, you were pretty loopy that episode. If you guys listen back to, I think it was last Friday's or Wednesday's.
Yeah, my Xanax or
she
whatever.
She was pretty doped up.
So I was pretty fucked up on my meds. And at that point, I just didn't fucking care. about a word that was coming out of his mouth. And I feel kind of bad because I probably should have said, I'm sorry, it won't happen again.
But you were just like, you know, I'm high right now and you're just bugging the shit out of me.
I just nodded my head. I just nodded my head and I was like, that's great. Yeah,
so he took that as you didn't give a shit and...
Well, and I also, he was saying, you know, he's having complaints from the other employees in the kitchen and stuff like that. And when I felt attacked and pushed in a corner, even though I was high as a kite, I still turned around and I was like, hey, you want to know something? I have heard nothing but complaints about you from every single one of the line cooks.
So what's up now?
I'm like, they are trying to fucking get you out of here and make so-and-so the new kitchen manager.
Oh, wow.
I was like... Don't fucking, you know, don't think this is, you know, I'm just the one that's fucked up here. No, no, no. You're fucked up too. You got a fuse about, you know, a half an inch long and, you know, you're bipolar as fuck. I'm like, you know, I know he's a good guy and he means well and everything and
right.
He tries really hard.
But hey,
and
when you're bipolar, you're bipolar. You can't help that. Lithium can help that and that's about it.
You know, he was just, he wasn't doing very well, and he knows it, and I know it, and whatever, and all the fucking cooks know it, and the cooks were pissed about it because he was getting pissed about little things, so I told him. I'm like, I didn't tell you because I didn't want you to get upset, but you know what? Every single one of my guys don't fucking like the way you're managing the place.
Yeah.
And so he's like, so do you want to part ways now? I'm like, might as well. Later.
That a girl.
And,
two breakups in a month. What the fuck?
And then I get a text message, like a couple hours later from... one of the other line cooks. He's like, dude, you threw us under the fucking bus. What the hell? That was a dick move. I'm like, what? He's like, you said to David, or to whatever, my boss. He's like,
Dave's dogs?
Yeah.
What's his name? Oh, I don't know. Take a wild fucking guess.
He's like, you told the boss that...
Some derivative of Dave?
Yeah. He's like, you told the boss that the entire crew didn't fucking like him and thought he was doing a bad job. And I was like, yeah, because it's true. And I was like, he was jumping down my throat. What was I supposed to do?
So what does that have to do with them getting thrown under the bus?
Because as soon as I left and left that meeting, he came in and fucking reamed everyone.
Does that make you feel better? Since you just got reamed, now you can go ream.
See, that's
good job,
why he
Dave's
shouldn't
dogs.
Be managing right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, that's a childish.
That's not cool.
That's not managerial behavior.
Just
okay.
Because I tell you something doesn't necessarily mean it's true. What if I fucking lied? What if I was just saying that to get back at you for saying I was off my game?
That's right. What if we didn't really break up? You don't know.
Yeah, you don't know. Fuck you. But anyway, so he got pissed at everybody there. And then I guess two or three days later, another guy who's working there texted me and he's like, hey, so what's going on? Are you going to come back? And I'm like, no. Why? He's like,
what?
He's like, because Dave wanted you, he was hoping you would come back and apologize and talk things out.
When you broke up with him, he was hoping that you would come back and be like, oh, I don't really mean it. I'm going to stay. You should have begged and cried.
Oh, yeah?
That's what he should have done.
Yeah, nah.
That works.
He's like, he doesn't know how long he can hold your position open for and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, dude... you know, let me get myself figured out and fix what's wrong with me, and then I'll think about coming back. But until then, just don't fucking worry about it. You know,
not a girl.
I'm like,
way to stand your ground. I'm proud of you, even though you really fucking need a job.
Yeah, I do. I'm working on a couple. Don't worry about it.
Well, that's good. Anything promising?
Yeah.
Stuff you like to do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
work is work, I guess.
Work is work. Money's money. But yeah, dude, I don't need that crap, dude.
That's right.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be my dream job. I thought I was going to get respect.
I know. I remember if you guys listen back to the shows during when that was happening, it was like you were so stoked about that.
Yeah, I was.
You were super stoked, you could say.
Yeah, I was super, super fucking stoked.
You could have been in that super stoked video of all the kids being stoked. You were so stoked.
I was so stoked.
I saw it.
But yeah, you know, shit just goes bad, I guess. And I don't really know whatever. But
Bunny on Blaze says, is the Montana Club opening soon? If they ever finish their fucking parking lot, yeah.
Yeah. They are. I already have something in with them anyway.
Someone I work with is going to work there too, I think.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Who?
Ryan.
Oh, we didn't have to say his name. You could have just told me.
He's been on the show before. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Ryan. Mick?
No. That's not nice.
Hey, you can hook up with him now because him and his girl broke up.
Ew, no, dude. No.
Did you say ew, no?
Yeah, no, dude.
Sorry, dude. I tried. Hey, he asked me to ask.
He's an alright looking fella.
He asked me to ask.
No,
that's
he didn't.
All I'm saying.
You're lying.
No, he didn't.
He's an alright looking fella, but he's not my type. Okay.
Yeah, he's too alcoholic-y for my taste.
I don't really have
he's
a type
cool friend,
anymore.
Though.
I gotta find my groove.
Yeah. What is your type?
I don't know anymore.
Something with a dick. Cute,
something good
preferably
looking.
Something good looking.
God.
That's so funny. That's I like go through Facebook like all day, and I'm just like, something good looking. Something. Oh, that's good. Oh, three kids. No, something good look. Oh, that's good. No, something good look.
But you'll settle, you know.
No, I'm not saying settling. I found some good looking girls
with kids.
It's right. Kid singular, but that's fine.
Oh, that's fine.
I'm not gonna, you know. Date or anything. We're just hanging out.
You fucking
stargazing.
Hate kids, dude.
I'm not a fan of kids. We'll tell you. As long as they're in bed sleeping, I don't give a shit. That's fine.
What if it wakes up in the middle of the night?
That's fine. I can deal. You act like I can't deal with it. I can deal with them. I just prefer not to, you know? And I won't be having any of my own, so.
Well.
Too busy for that shit.
Missed out. One ovary.
You dumped me. I'm
nothing.
Sorry. That's how it goes sometimes.
Maybe. One day, eventually.
Maybe, hey, in another life when we're both cats.
Cats are cool.
tech support. Okay, so, well, you'll find another job. You're very talented. You are very talented.
And have fun finding another non-fertile female.
I will.
That doesn't already have kids.
Well, thank you for that.
Good luck.
Kids can be adopted.
And I will try to find someone who is not having kids or anything either, which is kind of cool because I did find a guy that I'm hanging out with that's like, you know, your age and he doesn't have any kids.
Oh, that's
which
old.
Is awesome.
That's old. Is that, are you going to be okay with that?
Yeah, I'm used to it by now.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Actually, a couple of them that are asking me out and shit, none of them have kids yet.
At least you'll see it coming when he gets tired of fucking you.
They're all in between the ages of like 27 and 32.
Really?
Yeah.
20 and 28.
I don't like younger guys, dude.
Really? That's because younger guys.
Robber.
Check
I
this
understand,
out.
Okay?
No, check this out. Younger guys are total d bags. Younger chicks are totally hot
and slutty.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
I'm so young and I want to just fuck. Yay. Yeah.
Ainsby says maybe he just doesn't claim his kids, so be careful. No, definitely no kids.
Yeah.
Come on.
No.
Come on.
No.
I'm like all over the internet. If I had somebody that had a kid, it wouldn't be hard to find me.
You're going to be a creeper here soon, dude. You're like digging on all these little like high school younger chicks.
Whoa, no.
Deal.
Whoa.
But like fresh out of high school, you know? You
like
know what I mean?
A couple years ago. So? At least they graduated high school.
I graduated high school.
Well, I wasn't talking about you then.
Oh. But anyway, yeah.
I don't know. You
kind of dig on the young ones there, buddy.
It's not my fault. They're the ones that like message me and shit. They're
well,
like,
you dated one older chick before, right?
I've dated a variety of chicks before.
You just, your forte
still
is the
still trying to
ones.
Fill that Filipino, Latino, African-American niche. Still haven't found her.
Oh, the mutt
the Filipino thing? No, it's not a mutt. This is very specific here. This is my
a
human
splice between everything
here.
That looks like a goddess. Is that what it is?
Basically, yeah. With
one
four
of
arms,
everything.
Though.
Oh, okay.
So, as soon as Krishna returns, maybe she'll
it's gonna remind me of the chick off of
Facebook.
Mortal Kombat.
That's
four
right.
Arm bitch.
She'll get a Facebook page and
Shiva.
Then she'll message me.
Shiva.
You know what I've noticed though a lot on Facebook?
What?
If you're using Facebook as a dating tool, if
people
you're
say
check
dumb
this
shit.
Out. If you're harnessing the power of the book for what it was made for and hooking up with chicks, I've noticed a lot of people have broken up. Like I've mentioned this on the show a few times that wow, a lot of people are breaking up, but no, dude, a lot of people are like fresh on the prowl. And they're unsatisfied right now. Their current status update, totally unsatisfied, looking for a guy to just fill that void.
I think it's a summer thing, dude.
I'm that guy.
Oh, come on. Are you going to be a total
summer?
Whore?
No,
what's
no,
going
it's
on, man?
Whore. Come on.
God.
Is it a summer thing? Really?
I think
usually
so.
People hook up for the summer because they want their summer girl to go out and wear flower
dresses.
Well,
yeah, but the beginning
like,
of the summer, dude, you know, when you've been in a relationship for so long and it's dragging on, you're both not happy anymore. And, you know, usually it's the dude that is fucking unsatisfied and wants to do something else.
Because the chick stopped fucking him, right. That's usually the
because
case.
Because the chick doesn't get anything in return
right.
anymore.
She
right,
doesn't
anyway.
Get the most amazing sex ever. No,
right,
of course.
Anyway.
Okay.
So, anyway, But anyway, the dude usually breaks it off with the chick or tells him to leave or whatever. And
weird,
then they
huh?
go out and they have fun during the summer because it's nice out. Chicks are fucking dressing hot.
They are.
Stuff.
Have you seen these chicks? Kalispell, Montana. Like, I was born in California, but I will tell you something. I've been
in Texas.
Yeah,
they're actually pretty slutty in the winter,
I've
too.
I've been all over
weird.
The place. But, dude, this valley has the hottest chicks I've ever seen in my life, except in Europe, in Italy, and stuff.
Long-term inbreeding. That's all that's going on.
I don't think so. They're coming
in. They're perfecting
in
the gene.
No, they're moving here from out of state, and they're just getting so hot. I see them, like, walking in their shorts. I Twittered something about it. It's like, thank you. Summertime and girls who, you know, it's great. I appreciate it.
Nolly's Undead says, ew, Danny looked better when she was a bit bigger. Thanks, bro.
Hey, eat something.
It's not like I went through depression and lost 25 pounds or anything for
is that
not
what
eating
you're
for
claiming?
5 days,
is that,
you asshole.
Are you claiming I went through depression? I had a serious
I'm
bout
still seriously depressed. I'm
deep...
just on a bunch of pills, okay?
Well, there you go.
I'm better. I'm on a bunch of pills.
Problem solved. We should all just be on a bunch of pills. Fuck, I already did that. I should go back to doing that.
No.
I was not depressed. I wasn't anything when I was on pills. You're nothing. You're just drifting. You're chilling.
No, I actually feel better.
No shit, you don't give a fuck about anything.
No, I care about things and stuff. I'm just not as sad and
by the
down
way,
in the dumps as I used to be. What?
Your camera has one more viewer than my camera does and the main page. Just
okay, and
FYI.
I care why.
Just stroking that ego, baby. That's
yeah.
All right. Well, I'm glad.
Huge, dude, because I do lots of things and see lots of guys.
Dude,
and
I'm
have
all over.
Lots of money.
One of these
I
days.
Have this show.
There will be lots of money.
From this show?
From something. From something.
Okay.
Probably from selling weed, if you want
to
really.
Maybe one day there'll be lots
brass.
Of money from this show and I could just buy bitches to fuck you and leave.
You don't.
That'd be cool.
I can find my own bitches to fuck me and leave, dude. You don't have to, like.
No, they gotta be meaningless. You know what I mean? Like.
Oh,
no. Like,
see, I love all of my girls equally.
You're disgusting.
You're disgusting.
You can't.
Just kidding. Come on.
Yeah, okay.
There's like one.
Yeah, okay.
So anyway. I found this story. This is pretty gross. Okay, we all know, like, addicts are robbing pharmacies every day. It's if you do a Google News search
yeah,
for OxyContin,
okay.
Every single story is at, okay, so you know that people will do some fucked up shit to get this drug to not feel the effects of withdrawals, right?
Uh-huh.
Terrible thing. You've been through it. We've been through it. Everyone's been through it. Well, now, this is so disgusting. Desperate heroin users in a few African cities have begun engaging in a practice that is so dangerous, it is almost unthinkable. What do you think they're doing to get high? To get the drug?
I don't know, dude. They're fucking crazy, so...
What is the worst? They're deliberately injecting themselves with other addicts' blood.
What? What?
They are deliberately injecting themselves with another addict's blood.
Like, they'll get high from
like
the
OxyContin. Like, if me and you were addicts,
blood?
I would take your blood out and I would get high on it.
Because I have it in my system?
In an effort
That's
to
weird.
Share the high or stave off the pangs of withdrawal, the practice called flash blood, or sometimes flush blood, or sometimes I've got AIDS... Or HIV or HEP, all of
you
them.
Know,
I've got them all.
Syphilis, that type of deal.
It's been reported in Tanzania on the island of Zanzibar. I didn't even know that was a real place. I thought that was something Jack Black made up. Zanzibar.
Yeah, I kind of thought so too for a while.
That's a real.
Just
that's
now.
It's an island, dude. Dude, if we ever get rich. We're going to Zanzibar.
All right. Sounds like a
me,
date, kind of.
You, Sean, Jack Black. And everyone else.
Okay.
We're bringing them all.
Zanzibar.
To Zanzibar.
It's a deal.
It's in Kenya. Ooh. Never mind.
Never mind.
it puts users at risk.
I thought Zanzibar was like a restaurant because he was like, what's your favorite dish? I'm not going to cook it, but I'll order it from Zanzibar. That shit, I thought it was a restaurant.
I thought it was a state of being, like ascension, like Nirvana, like Zanzibar. You know,
you
I thought it was
order
that-
food from a state of ascension?
Well, it's not. No, I didn't think it was a restaurant. I thought it was, you know, Zanzibar.
What about what he said in the song?
Oh, I don't remember the song. I just remember him saying it.
He was talking about really ordering a dish from Zanzibar.
I don't really care for him that much. I mean, he's funny sometimes.
Okay, go on, please.
So, yeah, I'm going to go to the place that has the highest risk of AIDS, and I'm going to flash blood. That's okay. A great idea. That's good, guys.
That's nice.
Injecting yourself with blood, with fresh blood, is a crazy practice. It's the most effective way of infecting yourself with HIV. Unless you're a vampire, of course.
What if it's not like the same type of blood? Are you going to get sick or something?
All I drink is O, dude. I don't know. O negative. O neg. That's all I drink. I don't know what this A plus shit is, but get it the fuck away from me.
That's weird.
And you know, I don't think junkies have the same powers that vampires do, that you can just sniff a human and be like, oh, there's the O neg. You're coming with me. I don't think junkies can do that. Junkies can kind of glamour you a little bit.
Hey, man, I'll suck your dick.
Right, see? And then they look at you with those little sad puppy dog junkie eyes, and you're like, all right, all just right, this once.
Just this once.
We'll see okay. you next week. But yeah, they say even though the number who do it is a relatively small group, they are vectors for HIV because they support themselves by sex work.
Of course.
Of course. What else would junkies be supporting themselves by? I mean, obviously you're not selling drugs. Obviously. Sex work. Suck a dick here and there. You get your fix. And then you share it with your friend. Via a syringe of blood. Do you think they...
That's disgusting, that's so foul, dude.
People have gotten so fucked up and just horrible in 2010. Like, in this whole evolutionary process, from the time we were, you know, little babies and shit, we have done some
now.
Messed up junk,
the
dude.
Now.
What the fuck? I've never heard of such shenanigans.
I've heard of, like, people pretending to be vampires and drinking blood and shit, but not injecting it into their own shit to get high.
Nollies Undead says, Flash blood, Green Lantern blood, Superman blood, Tank Girl blood. Tank Girl blood. Some Sunny D. All right.
Yay.
Sweet.
Anyway.
Increasing use of heroin in parts of Africa has the potential to magnify the AIDS epidemic. I mean, is it really a problem, though, if everybody has it? Like, just don't go there. Problem solved, right?
Done and done.
You all have it. Like, we're not... No more ships going there. You know, build a wall, whatever. Get the Chinese in on it.
Quarantine that ass.
That's all. Quarantine it. Then we take all of our sexual offenders and we send them there.
That
problem
works.
Solved. You're welcome.
Die a slow, painful death.
By AIDS?
Yeah.
And flash banging?
Uh-huh.
What?
At least they'll still be able to get high, kind of, while they're dying, I guess.
That's true. And HIV.
Yay.
Nothing gets me more buzz like a good, fresh hit of HIV. It's good stuff.
I'm going to vomit now.
In most East African countries like Tanzania and Kenya, only 3-8% of adults are infected with the AIDS virus, far fewer than in Southern Africa, where the rates reach 15-25%. Almost a quarter of your continent, we're not even talking like the U.S., like countries and shit. This is the whole thing. A quarter of that has the AIDS. That's past the tipping point.
Hey,
everyone,
be careful.
Everyone, be careful. Wrap it up. I say just don't go there, though. That's problem solved.
That's horrible.
And then among those who inject heroin, the rates are far higher. In Tanzania, about 42% of addicts are infected. The rate is even higher, 64% among female addicts. Interesting.
Too bad it's not like up here where you can just buy your needles straight from the pharmacy.
Hey,
clean.
Africa. Hey, Zanzibar.
Sell clean needles to people.
I don't think it's the needles that's the problem. It's the fact that they're putting somebody else's nasty-ass junky blood in the needles.
That could have something
like,
to do
with
it.
Maybe you should take their needles away. You don't get to have needles anymore. How come? Because you're... Look at...
They'll
what
find
you
something
is
else
that Bill's
to stick
blood?
In their arm, okay?
Is that give Bill his blood back? What the fuck are we doing
They'll find
here?
Something else to stick in their arm, though. It'd be like a bamboo shoot or some shit.
That's right. I'll put a link to the story of the show notes at thejamhole.com so you can read the rest of it. This is pretty awesome, and I have had firsthand experience with this. Have you ever heard of digital drugs?
No.
Okay. The idea is there's this program out there called the iDoser, and this is so stupid, but it... does this, like, bi-oral brain convolution sine wave thing, and it's supposed to sync certain sounds and frequencies will sync your brain in a certain way, like certain white noise and stuff like that. So the idea is that they've engineered different sounds and tones that mimic different drugs. And when I was going through, you know, some tough times, I found that and I was like, wow, they have one that's called heroin. I wonder if this would help my withdrawals. I was doing scientific research, okay? Scientific research. It doesn't work, or it didn't work for me, but apparently kids around the country are getting high on the internet thanks to MP3s that induce a state of ecstasy, and it could be a gateway drug leading teens to real-world narcotics. Dude, this sound is so dreamy. I'm gonna go do cocaine now. I have the iDoser here somewhere, but...
Yeah, that probably just makes you want to do drugs.
Kinda did. I'm listening to it, I'm like, well,
this
now
is gay.
I'm,
now I just want to go get high.
Now I'm thinking about doing drugs and I'm still not high. What the fuck?
You're like, but I'm trying to get high off of sounds and shit, but it's not really working, so I'm gonna go do the real deal.
It doesn't work unless you have headphones on. Like it has to be like right in your ears, basically. And I tried it. I tried it on surrounds. I tried it everything and it just didn't work. I tried like meditating and just, you know, going blank while I was doing it, and I didn't feel it. Maybe it's because I was expecting it too much. I don't know. Maybe it's because it's all bullshit. But this
kind of like homeopathy to me.
This Kansas news night, yeah, it basically is. Maybe it's a placebo because these kids are so young that they get so excited and they overexcite themselves into feeling what they think that drug should feel like. I bet that's it.
Probably.
Bioral stimulation is BS so far. Wait till we have better tech, though. But yeah, Kansas News 9 reported about a phenomenon called iDosing. That's the program I have. It's called iDoser or iDose or whatever, which involves finding an online dealer who can hook you up with digital drugs that get you high through your headphones. And see, I got mine on the DL, and it came with all the drugs.
Uh-huh.
But if you legitimately bought this thing, you buy the program, and it comes with, like, four drugs, like pot, coke, acid, whatever. And then there's a list, dude, of, like, every drug imaginable. Like, they just made up BS drugs. And you can buy them, and they sell them for, you know, a little bit of cash. It's kind of a scam, if you think about it.
Dude, that's way each one of
each one of our podcasts is a drug, and you can buy them for $5 each. Where are you going to get a high like that for $5? Not online. Quote, kids are going to flock to these sites just to see what it is about, and it can lead them to other places. The Oklahoma Bureau of Narcotics and Dangerous Drugs spokesman Mark Woodward said. Well, thank you, Mark. Kids are going to flock to these sites, see that it totally doesn't work, and move on with their fucking day.
And go get high in the real world.
If kids are going to try online drugs, they're going to try real drugs anyway.
They're going to try the online drugs after they're addicted to the real-life drugs because they're trying to get off of them.
Or that. But I'm saying the kind of kids that gravitate towards this, like, they want to get high regardless. It's going to happen, whether this works or, you know, they get real drugs. That's just that kind of personality. Yeah. Kids that don't do drugs aren't like, ooh, what's this, you know? Eye-dosing involves donning headphones and listening to, quote, music, largely a droning noise, which the sites peddling the sounds promise will get you high. Teens are listening to such tracks as Gates of Hades, which is available on YouTube gratis. The first one is always free. Ha ha ha. Those who want to get addicted to the drugs can purchase tracks that will purportedly bring about the same effects of marijuana, cocaine, opium, and peyote. While street drugs rarely come with instruction manuals, but always work, well, mostly work, potential digital drug users are advised to buy a 40-page guide so they can learn how to properly get high on MP3s. I didn't get a 40-page guide. Maybe I did it wrong.
Maybe. I don't know, dude.
How do you sync your brain to those frequencies? Like, I don't get that. McKay? Where's McKay?
Yeah, he could probably figure it out.
Is he off-world?
Probably.
I have to finish watching that. I still haven't. I haven't watched it since you left.
We should probably watch some of that together
but
sometime.
Not tonight. Sometime.
Sometime.
Right.
Right.
Kansas Mustang Public School District isn't taking the threat lightly, and when they realize that this doesn't work, are going to look like complete assholes. They sent out a letter to parents warning them of the new craze. Oh, no, you fucking didn't. I want that letter. Hey, parents. There's a new drug problem in America's schools today. It's e-drugs.
But it's not real.
But it doesn't work. I wonder if it works on younger, like, younger developing brains, maybe. It works better than, like, an older...
Maybe they can imagine better.
Maybe it doesn't work on an old drug-addled brain. Maybe you need a fresh canvas.
Yeah. Maybe if you've been high and you know what being high actually feels
like. You're like, this isn't
like
anything like that.
Right.
What the fuck? I want my money
it's
back.
It's probably not going to work for people.
And
like
there's a
that.
Video. I'll put a link to this in the show notes at thejamhole.com. But there's a video of iDoser Hand of God. So you can check that out. Make sure you wear headphones and read the 40-page manual first.
And have a total placebo effect.
Exactly.
Yes.
Moving on, did you know who Philip Morris is, right? They make all the cigarettes you probably smoke.
Yeah, okay.
Apparently, it's coming out that they're benefiting from child labor, which, I mean, I don't know, put the kids in school, but maybe they don't have anything else to do, so you put them to work, right?
I don't really care about children in
third
the first
world
place,
country
so
child
go ahead,
labor.
Roll my cigarettes, bitch. I don't care.
Awesome.
Thank you.
One woman said children as young as 10 working in the fields developed red rashes on their tummies and necks as they harvested tobacco for use in cigarettes made by Philip Morris. High five.
High five.
Another
contributing to society.
It's okay,
thank
though, because it's in third world countries, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, okay.
Another migrant, unless
well, it didn't matter to me anyway because it was kids.
Well,
so.
Right, but unless there's oil under that third world country, we don't care about it.
Does that make me evil?
No.
For not liking children in general,
like, I don't wish harm on them all the time, but I don't. You know,
it's fun sometimes. Though,
I'm not gonna to go out of my
it.
Way to hang out with them or
to
anything.
Think about it or something.
That's
it's
weird.
Fun sometimes.
yeah, it's kind of like an e-high.
Kinda. You see those dead baby stories? Those are great.
That's why I bring them for you. Another migrant laborer working in the tobacco fields in Kazakhstan said farmer confiscated her ID, papers, and withheld pay to force her to continue working despite the dismal conditions. Human Rights Watch, the group best known for documenting governmental abuse and war crimes, plans to release a report on Wednesday showing that child and forced labor is widespread on farms that supply a cigarette factory owned by Philip Morris International in Kazakhstan. You know what this means. Cigarette prices? Gonna go back up. The government will tax them, a child labor tax. They'll pass the savings along to us. And fuck us, now we're paying $20 a pack of smokes.
Nollies on Dead said it's either the kids that do it or we re-enslave the black people and pick your evil.
Well, your choice. I mean, we've done both, so...
Pick your evil. Yay.
We could import the Chinese. That's one of their major exports, too, right? It's people, so... I mean, they export everything, so...
I have no idea, dude.
Get, like, 20 little Chinese dudes and just throw them in the field and be like, here, do this. Get it done.
Get her done.
Get that tobacco.
Hey, four-year-old.
Four-year-old.
Pick those fucking tobacco plants.
Harder! Whatch! Your name is Toby! Whatch! Whatch! Oh, man. I can't wait till video is released of this child labor crap.
I will be there for
so,
that.
So, yeah. Thanks, Philip Morris.
Woo!
This is pretty awesome. A Japanese woman arrested for allegedly strangling her five-year-old daughter to death...
Awesome!
Has told police she also used to trap the child inside a running washing machine.
Nice.
Why would you... Oh, she's
How
Japanese.
Old is she?
The woman, 34. Junko Igashira!
At least she wasn't like
it's
16
Japanese.
And had a baby. If she was 16 and had a baby and choked her to death,
no,
I would
see,
understand.
34 with a five-year-old means she thought she could do it. He left and she was like, fuck this. And in Japanese culture, FYI... It is the honorable thing to take your own life. So she was being very honorable. She do not rack a discipline at all. That is very honorable.
Okay.
So the woman admit, why would you, I don't get why you would admit that after the fact. Like, okay, yeah, the baby's dead. Sorry. Oh, by the way, I also check this out. You're going to love this. Think this is just a normal everyday washing machine? Uh-uh, look, it's a child trap. Trademark.
Or.
I sell these on Rhine.
think maybe she like told the kid, oh man, it's so much fun. It's like
check this out,
wheel thing you're running. It's
a magic bus ride. And he spins. She had several.
Or you think she just kicked it in there?
No, probably. She had several times covered the child's mouth with adhesive tape, tied up her hands and legs, and made her sit in a water-filled washing machine, sometimes turning the machine to spin. Probably not the gentle
vomit
setting.
Blech.
Blech. She would also
I get dizzy so fast.
I can imagine. I've been in like the big commercial dryers when I was a kid, when I used to work at the hotel. But we never like turned them on. Like we'd get in there, and you know, you could kind of go around it like
it's
a mouse
probably,
wheel.
Like, the equivalent of going really, really fast in the teacup thing.
It wouldn't be bad though, I think, except for the heat. Like I think the heat is what you die from. Like you could get a bunch of pillows or hold on and just spin and get all sick. But the heat, dude, that fucking, it gets hot in there.
Well, if you get spun too much and you get too dizzy, you can actually go into a seizure.
A seizure?
From that, yeah. You could actually have a seizure if you get too fucking dizzy.
From getting spun round, baby, right round.
Yeah. I did it to a cat once on accident.
Really?
Yeah.
I've had a cat killed
like
that.
I spun it on the floor so much and it got up and it was like shaking and shit. I'm like, oh my God, so
sorry. The mom of the guys that own Anna's, she had the cat after I had it, Henry. And he got in the dryer. She's killed like 3 cats that way, dude.
That sucks, dude. That's,
one of them
was mine.
The cleanup's
got to blow.
She just doesn't look, though. And she's, you know, she was drinking a little bit then, maybe. And so she's just like, doing laundry, fuck my life. And cat's in there like, meow. And that's the end of that. But
Nolly's Undead says she killed her for playing her hentai too loud. You know what hentai is?
Don't ever play.
Come on, dude. That's anime porn. Why would a 5-year-old be watching
anime
porn?
That's the good shit. Well, Japanese people, that's sex ed.
Oh.
Not the tentacle sex ones, but, you know, like
the
normal.
Well, maybe just to scare them. Hey, rawr. Don't ever fuck, because this is what'll happen.
That's right. You have teeth down there, like that. Ah! The woman admitted she had, put her in there. She also tied the child to a shelf with her arms spread out. And hang water-filled buckets from them, leaving her in the position for hours. I bet that little girl was buff before she died.
Probably.
She had some guns.
She was training up. She was going to be a ninja.
She was going to rebel and kill them all.
Until her mom actually killed her. So.
Right.
Right.
I got two house cat stories before we get out of here. One of these houses had 83 cats in it.
Awesome.
The other house only had 26, but it was pretty gross, so
I think I'll be old and somewhere in the middle of that.
Yeah, I'm thinking 50 is a good number of cats to
probably
have.
Probably. All like, you know, I'll have like a little fenced in area to where they like can't get out so they can just be
outside.
It'd
have to be a dome though, because cats jump fences no problem.
Well, no, it'll be a huge fucking fence. Fuck their asses.
They'll climb that shit. You gotta electrify it like in Jurassic Park to keep the raptors in.
You
gotta
electrify
that shit.
I'll keep them in there. Don't worry about it. My kitties aren't gonna get away. But anyway, they have to be outside because I'm not going to fucking clean a cat box for like 50 fucking cats because that's just ridiculous unless I want to die of ammonia every other day.
Well, right.
Right.
Ammonia, not pneumonia.
Not pneumonia. Right. Ammonia.
Yeah, the Humane Society, Greeley, Colorado. I think someone in the chat works at one of these places. Have you ever seen something like this?
What?
Officer, they're dealing with more cats and kittens from a single home than they can deal with. You know what that means.
What?
In the fucking thing they use. When they have to put down like 20 cats at once, they put them in that thing of water and electrify it.
What?
You never seen that video?
No, dude.
When the Humane Society has cat overflow, too much, you know,
kitty cats.
They just
inject them with shit, dude. That's what they do.
How are you going to do that to 20 fucking cats? No, dude, it's bulk. And they put them in this big tub with like a metal cage over
them.
Thank
you, no.
And then they flip the switch and it.
I don't want to hear about it. I'm good.
Then they send them to China. And then China cooks it.
I'm going to go to Pathways.
And they send it back as barbecue pork.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Animal control officers removed 60 cats from this home. Traps were set up outside. Since then, animal control has captured more than a dozen cats and they expect to trap even more. That's so awesome. A neighbor said the woman was trying to get rid of some of the cats, but people would just keep dropping off cats. They would just, like, everyone knew. That's
the cat house.
That's the cat house, dude.
I don't want it. She'll take it.
Here's my cat.
Or they
I
will
want you
take
to have
it.
This. Do you think they were in, like, little baskets sitting on the front porch, like, with a little note?
Saying, please
like
take
orphans?
Care of my baby kitty thing.
Do you think anyone ever dropped her off some, like, real babies?
or like money saying thank you.
Thank you for raising all the whole neighborhood's cat population.
Right.
We appreciate it. Yeah. We're all allergic to cats. Weirdest thing. The neighbor, yeah, she said in 1 week and a half period, someone dropped off 12 cats in a day. She felt overwhelmed. Quote, it smelled really bad, especially when it got hot, said the next door neighbor. Yeah, that would suck for like everyone that lived in a fucking 50-foot radius, you know. He says he's been frustrated with the city's lack of action. City needs to come here and clean up this cat problem. Quote, because our neighbors over here have been trying to get a hold of somebody for a couple of years and nothing has been done. We tried calling and got no answers, no replies. Should try calling the right number. This is the second animal hoarding case in Greeley in a year. So, pretty awesome. Good luck with that. And then the other one was in Dallas. There was a disappearance of a 51-year-old woman, and they searched her home, and there was 26 cats living in just awful conditions.
Just cat
squalor,
hoarders.
Dude, completely.
It's cool if you have a bunch of cats and you have like a ranch type deal to take care of them, but like if you have them all like one place and you don't keep up on that shit, that becomes pretty nasty, dude. Up kind of going to where my parents live, there used to be this house on the left-hand side of the road that was the cat house.
Right.
And
I think every neighborhood
a smell,
has a
dude,
cat
you
house.
Would drive by and you could smell the ammonia.
That's
as
so
you're driving
foul.
By. They had the fire department, when the people moved out and the cats were all taken, the fire department had to come and burn the house down.
Really?
Yeah,
just
because
done.
You couldn't get rid of the fucking
that's
smell.
That's so nasty.
Yep.
I know what that's like. Like, you can't get rid of the smell from a litter box, let alone, like, a whole house. If the whole house is the litter box, like, hey, you want to come hang out in my litter box?
Not really.
I got a 2-story litter box. Super sweet. Best litter in the world. It's a little micro ball, so it's soft on your little kitty feet.
I wonder if cats smell that, and they're like, oh, God, dude, we
is
do something.
Is that why they bury it? They're like, can you please shovel this out?
I don't know, dude.
It's pure cleaning fluid. Don't people clean with ammonia?
Yeah, like, very minute amounts of it.
Well, fuck, we could make a bunch of it then. We just hook up the cat to a little cat milker
and die trying to extract it.
Why?
Because you'll fucking kill yourself with it.
I
dude.
Made it to organic
if you breathe
chemistry
in ammonia all the
in
time,
high school.
You will die.
Well, I'm not breathing the shit in. I ought to have a mask, obviously.
Oh, okay.
Well, this is OSHA certified, dude. I don't know what you're talking about. Lisa Stone, who lives in Northeast Dallas, was last seen by a neighbor back on June 6th. On Wednesday, police secured a search warrant, went into the house. Quote, given her habits, it's out of character for her to be out of contact. They said something is obviously wrong. They went in, found the house completely flea-ridden and covered in feces from more than 24 cats living there with Henry and 2 dogs.
That's nasty, dude.
And the neighbor filed the report, blah, 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 blah. So. That is pretty awesome.
Pretty good stuff.
All right. Last story for tonight. Before we get out of here, this dude was mauled by a 5-meter crocodile because he climbed into...
He was an idiot?
Yeah, basically, okay. In Australia.
People don't get eaten by gators or crocodiles
unless
for
they're
any fucking
idiots.
Reason. Yeah.
Unless you're doing something.
I've been fishing and walked right by one. No problem. Okay? You've got to be a complete idiot.
Oh, going back to the cat story, Burger says, you sure they weren't cooking meth? Smells the same. That is true. A lot of ammonia smell in that,
anyway.
I've heard. Yeah, he jumped into the enclosure in Western Australia because he wanted to know what its skin felt like.
It feels like hard fucking scales, you dumbass.
The bottom of your foot, dude. That's what it
you
feels like.
You ever felt
like.
A pair of fucking gator skin boots?
You ever
same
felt
thing.
A chick's leg who had eczema?
No,
eczema?
It's not like that.
It's kind of like that.
No.
I've seen those Lubriderm commercials.
They're not
where
as
the chick's
dry,
like,
dude.
Do you not want your skin to feel like, and then they show the picture of the alligator crawling by her, and they're
yeah,
like,
the gator has more moisture than that, trust me.
Well, no shit, they're wet, but they're all, like, scaly and rough, like sandpaper.
Kinda.
I know.
You know?
I've had them before as pets.
Gators, huh?
Gators, yeah. Crocodiles.
When's the last time you went out to hunt a gator?
When I was a kid, and my mom had me a subscription to those zoo cards, I had the whole thing. Whole book.
So, okay.
So, Michael Newman.
I'm just going to let you go ahead and go with that.
36, jumped into the Crocs pen. Oi, cracky. Monday night was bitten on the leg. He suffered serious leg injuries and underwent surgery. I'm sorry. Mr. Newman, who was under the influence of... What do you think?
Cocaine.
No.
Damn it, meth.
Really?
Alcohol.
Come on.
Lame.
Why? You wouldn't be, like, doing fucking blow and being like, dude, I wonder what a crocodile feels
like. No, but I'd be like, I bet you I can outrun that fucker.
Well, yeah, you wouldn't have got your ass chewed either, but you were drunk, so you stumbled and he got you. That's how it happened.
Oh.
He says he just wanted to pat the massive reptile. I do dumb shit like that, too. Like, when I went on that cruise with Odie, every, like, weird thing I saw, I was like, I gotta touch it. All the weird animals I see when I'm out.
Well, I've done some dumb shit, too. I was out at, like, Myakka State Park, and it's known for its gators and shit. And, like, there's a river, Myakka fucking river or whatever, and you fucking lean over. There's trees that lean over it, and I crawl up on the trees that are, like, the branches that are leaning over the thing, and I fuck with the gators. And that was so not a good idea.
Do you tease them like dogs? Like, do they jump up at the fence?
Yeah.
Like, trying to...
They jump at you, dude.
For real?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and until you call somebody...
I mean, I knew that. That was in my zoo card set.
Until you call somebody to scare them the fuck away, they will stand by your tree and wait
for
you to come down.
Can you scare them the fuck away?
If I had something big and loud, which I did not at the time.
Like your mouth? Come on.
No, I had like fucking like chicken pieces.
That's
and I was,
why we
like,
do
fucking
this show.
So I was fucking with them.
Big loud mouths.
I like gators. They're fun and they're tasty.
I've never eaten one. I don't like eating. I ate snake once and I was not into it.
It's nothing like snake, dude.
Well, I'm just saying like reptiles. I don't know. They're more pets than food for me.
They taste
delicious. I'd probably eat a dog before I ate a reptile.
Nah, dude. Gator is fucking
If I wasn't so scared that I'd get that disease from the Book of Eli for eating people, I would probably try that before I would try reptiles. But I don't want to get the weird
shaky
thing.
Shit.
Yeah. That was the Book of Eli, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. You've been eating the humans and shit.
Let me see the hands.
Show me the hands.
No, dude, gator's fucking awesome. It tastes awesome. It's white meat. It's fucking beautiful. It tastes like nothing else in this world, so it's good.
Really Burger good. Says, haha, Newsy busted me out for not letting him give me a BJ on the cruise. I'm such a cock tease.
You dick.
You and Odie both. Bunny on Belay says, I've had alligator jerky. Isn't alligator already jerky? Like,
no.
It's all,
no, it's not tough.
It looks like it would look like jerky when
it's,
you...
No, it's not that tough.
Is it
dude.
A white meat?
Yeah, it's white.
It's not
all
green?
White. No, it's all white.
Really?
Thank
I think
you, yeah.
It'd be all green. I'd make it green with food coloring just so I felt better.
Oh, okay.
So
God, you're a retard. Anyway,
I'm just saying. I thought to myself, well, I will jump the fence and go from behind its tail and pat it and sit on its back, he said. Within like one split second before I even slightly touched its back, it already had me by my leg.
No shit.
Like that.
You fucked with the damn thing.
You were drunk, dude. You could you do that not drunk? I could do that. I'm quick. I could totally do that. Really?
Dude, no.
Would I get my ass chewed?
They're fucking fast. They
I'm
look
quick,
they look
you
huge,
see me
lethargic,
catch...
and lazy, but dude, they're
no,
not.
No, I understand. I wouldn't underestimate, but you've seen me catch nug jars thrown from Sean without even looking. Just
yeah,
from...
try and catch like a fucking one-ton gator.
I would hear
okay?
its muscles start to tense, getting ready to move, and I would already be sitting on it.
You want to put that to the test?
Let's do it.
Let's
you
go.
Got a gator?
I can find one.
Get ahead of.
I'll go get a caiman. They're just as... bad.
Caimans are like little raptors. I ain't fucking with no velociraptor. They're almost as smart as we are. Fuck
they're
that.
Meaner. They have a worse temper and they're
yeah.
a little bit smaller than a
thank
gator.
You. Fuck that.
So let's do that.
I need something big that I can sit on.
Want to go get like a 13
and
footer?
And wrestle. Yes.
Let's take a trip down to Florida. We'll do it.
I would ride it like those big blow up alligator shaped tubes. I would totally do that.
I've done that.
I've totally done that.
I'm like, I'll kick your ass.
That's awesome.
No, dude. Yeah, let's go down to Myakka State Park. I'll get you a gator.
Okay.
It'll be fun.
He says he gripped hold of the fence and yelled
at
the croc to let him go.
Ever.
He said, "Oi, croc, let me go. You made your point. I'm not gonna sit on you. Well, I am gonna jam my thumb in his butthole, but I ain't gonna sit on you, mate."
Okay.
Oh, mate.
So did he live or did he die?
He lived. He got his leg chewed the fuck up. And the crocodile, known as Fatso, opened its jaws, and he scrambled out of the enclosure. So you just had to ask, dude. He did not realize it would move so quickly, of course. Quote, now when it first bit me, because I lost my torch inside of the croc farm, it was pitch black and I couldn't see. All I can remember is me climbing that fence with the croc's face that far away from my leg as I'm getting over that fence.
You know, he got really fucking lucky because all it did is just, like, clamp down and bite him and let go.
He got lucky there was a news story at all about him. He may never have been found again, you know?
He got lucky that that gator didn't, like, swing its head around or fucking roll with him or something like that.
That's
dude.
Right,
he'd have been totally mangled.
Red Fox knows. You do a Zangief spin jump with it. I know what you're talking about. Street Fighter? Fuck yeah, I know.
Okay.
I know. Come on. I got that shit on my phone. Come on.
Anyway.
And Amhem says, chimps are the tastiest. I'm going to say veal is probably better than chimp. Chimp looks like it'd be all hard and, like, a pain in the ass to, and, like, it'd try to kiss you and stuff and throw shit at you. I don't think so.
You have a weird working mind, my
thank
friend.
You. Anything else before we call it a night?
Not really.
You good? All right. Well, thank you guys so much for being with us. Of course, thejamhole.com. Email us info@thejamhole.com /music. We got some new hip-hop up there. I'll put a couple more songs up when we finish them. I got one more I wasn't going to put up because it's Sean singing like Nate Dogg, but it's so fucking awesome just because. So I'll put that up after the show here. thejamhole.com/music/donate. I just got the server bill in the mail. It's due again. It's over $100. If you guys could help us out with that, I would greatly appreciate it. thejamhole.com/donate.
Maybe throw a little extra cash because I don't have a job.
Daddy does have a job, so help me pay her phone bill.
What? You're not...
Shh. Don't tell him.
Help him give money to me, okay?
Yeah.
That's how this is going to work.
That's how it's going to
work. And if you do donate, I get the email. And if he cuts that off, fucking email me or Facebook me or something. If you want me to have that money, you need to tell me so I can rape it out of him.
You need your own fucking donate account. If you had a fucking bank account, you could probably do that.
I don't like banks.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah.
But when we become a part of the working society, you have to have a bank account.
Well, anyway, if somebody wants to donate to help me out...
If you want to give them pictures of your titties, that is the only thing you have yet to do so far.
Well...
They will pay good money, I bet. I'm just saying. I have those pictures, so email matt@ees.com. 406-848-1SEX. If you want to text my phone or say hi or whatever, it's a Google Voice number to my mobile. 406-204-4687. That's the show line. Leave a message. Call in live next episode, which will be Friday. And don't forget, Hotbox Tuesday, Saturday, Jam Hole Monday, Wednesday, Friday, of course. Join the Facebook groups, Twitter accounts, all that shit. We'll see you Friday.
Later.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. TheJamHole.com.